When we talk about climate change here in California, it's tough to ignore the dairy industry. State data show dairies contribute about 3% of the state's annual greenhouse gas emissions. That's already an improvement over the past, but a state law requires the industry to rein in its methane footprint even more in the next decade. Here to speak more about how this is happening is Michael Bocadoro of the coalition Dairy Cares.
Dairy Cares is a coalition that the dairy industry put together about 18 years ago to come together and work on sustainability issues. They're becoming very important, not just from a state policymaking basis in dealing with issues like climate change and water quality, but also from a consumer standpoint. Consumers want to know more about how their food's produced, and Cares was put in place by the California industry to help accomplish that.
And so are dairies sustainable in the long term?
They are. They're sustainable today here in California, and they're getting more sustainable. We're doing a great job. It's a great story that the California dairy industry can tell about its sustainability, its carbon footprint in particular, and how we're taking that even to the next level.
Right. And so today we're specifically talking about methane emissions from dairies. So methane, a potent greenhouse gas, it's produced in dairies in two main ways, by cow burps, but also by fermenting manure. And the manure emissions are now being kind of targeted by projects called digesters. 30 or so are now in operation in California, dozens more are in development. They process manure in a way that captures a lot of that methane that would otherwise be released in the atmosphere. Can you explain a little bit more about how these digesters work?
Sure, it's a great story. So we're taking basically cow manure, and we're turning it now into electricity, renewable electricity, and what we call carbon negative transportation fuel. So it's a fairly simplistic process. The manure is put into a digester where the gas can then be captured. So in a lot of dairies here in California, that's simply covering an existing manure lagoon where we store manure until we can utilize it as fertilizer for our growing operations. We are allowed to then capture the methane, and we can clean and condition that methane and actually turn it into low carbon or even zero carbon or negative carbon transportation fuel here in California. We're replacing diesel, and so we're not only getting greenhouse gas benefits, but we're getting air quality benefits by also reducing NOx.
And so when you look at the list of all the digesters either in operation or in production, I mean, almost every one of them is here in the San Joaquin Valley.
Almost all of them are here in the San Joaquin Valley. There are a couple up in the Sacramento Valley, and there are a couple up on the North Coast. But for the most part, yes, the overwhelming majority of our dairies are in the San Joaquin Valley. And so it's natural that the overwhelming majority of the digesters would be here as well.
And then there are a couple different models, right, where the digesters themselves go on individual dairies, but then you have some newer projects happening that are kind of big clusters of digesters?
Yeah, we have a number of clusters that are going in here in the San Joaquin Valley, and these are clusters of existing dairies. These aren't new dairies that are coming into production. These are existing dairies that are working together as a cluster to more efficiently and economically build these projects. And what they're, the basic model is what we call a hub and spoke. And so the hubs are each of the individual the spokes are each of the individual dairies, and the hub is the centralized cleaning and conditioning facility where we can then inject the gas into the pipeline.
And of course, not all perspectives on methane digesters are totally positive. There are a lot of environmental groups who have pushed back, arguing either that dairies are still unsustainable even with these reductions, or that dairy producers may now actually be incentivized to kind of grow their operations? I mean, what, you know, are these fair assessments?
Let's start with the latter one first, the growing, and that's really not happening here in California. We are actually seeing a reduction both in the number of dairies and in the number of cows that we have in operation here in California for the first time. So we reached a peak about 2012 or 2013. Mm-hmm. We're always going to see consolidation in the dairy industry. We've been seeing that for 75 years. We have fewer larger dairies every year here in California. It's a tough place to be in the dairy business, in part because of our environmental and labor and other laws that we don't see in other states. And so I'm not sure it's a fair assessment, certainly on that front. And I think from a sustainability standpoint, the dairy industry also is making tremendous strides. We've been reducing the carbon footprint of a glass of milk for over 50 years. And today we have far fewer cows than we had 50 years ago, both here in the United States and in other parts of the world, producing more milk. And on a national basis, we have about a third the cows that we had 50 years ago. We're producing 60% more milk. So what that means from a carbon footprint standpoint is that we've dramatically reduced by over 60% the carbon footprint of a glass of milk. And so you can feel really good about drinking milk today and should feel really good about drinking milk. And the beauty is we've got a great story to tell because we're making that better. Dairies are putting in solar projects on their dairies, renewable energy projects on a regular basis. We've got 70 in Tulare County alone and well over 100 here in the San Joaquin Valley. More and more dairies are putting in digesters. We're working across the board energy efficiency to produce more milk with fewer natural resources, fewer fossil fuels, less water, across the board sustainability improvements. So yeah, it can be frustrating when we continue to still get criticism, but California should certainly, and the dairy families here, certainly keep their heads high because they're doing far better than anywhere else in the world. It's a tremendous story and we're going to keep telling it.
And so do these energy projects, do they make dairies, individual dairies in the dairy industry, more economically viable?
It's still to be learned for sure, but the economics have to make sense for these projects. They're not inexpensive projects, and even though there is some grant funding available, that grant funding is being matched on a 2 or 3 to 1 basis by outside investment, either from the dairies or other investors. And so they absolutely have to make economic sense or they wouldn't be going in. And so everything we've structured here in California with reducing dairy methane is all through incentive programs designed to get those reductions and do it in such a way that we're not putting the dairies out of business. And if we did, all that would happen is those cows and that production would move elsewhere and we'd actually worsen the environmental issues because we'd be producing more methane. We're far more efficient here in California than we are in other countries and some other states. And so really important that we do it the way we're doing it. And the beauty is it's working. We're making great progress in terms of achieving what the state's asking us to achieve. And what the state's asking was fairly aggressive.
Right. And so by 2030, according to state law, dairies are required to cut methane emissions by 40%. Are we on track to do that?
We are. And CDFA just last week, the California Department of Food and Agriculture just last week announced that we're already more than 60% of the way to achieving that 40% reduction. We've got 25 of that 40% already with just the projects that have been funded to date. They're not all built yet, but as they come online, we're more than on our way. And we're just 3 years into the new requirements and the new goals that the state has set for the dairy industry. And we're working to even surpass those goals to the degree that we can.
Great. Well, Michael Bocadoro is Executive Director of Dairy Cares. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.